Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Walmart announced that they will stop selling e-cigarettes. According to an internal memo, Walmart will sell the stock that they currently have on hand in their stores and then discontinue the sale of electronic nicotine delivery products at all Walmarts and Sam's Club U.S. locations. The big event that we were talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it was supposed to happen on Friday, that whole Storm Area 51 event. Gonna go see them aliens?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, who doesn't want to see them aliens? Yeah, I guess it was a total disaster. About 75 people showed up outside the base in Nevada. More than 2 million people claimed online they'd attend the event, but just a small crowd gathered. One person was arrested, and that's because they had, like, public urination. They went to the bathroom on a fence.
Ew.
Yeah, so, hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
That's true.
Did the aliens hold it? Come on. Now, this audio is quite disturbing. A fifth grader in Washington called his mom to ask, "Hey, Mom, what do I do?" When he noticed his bus driver was drunk, at least he thought that the driver was, his mom said to call 911. The boy told the operator that the driver had ran 3 red lights and that there were still kids on the bus. When police caught up to the bus, the driver had finished 2 afternoon routes and the bus was empty. The student had told 911 that that her breath sort of smelled like alcohol, and the officers agreed. The bus driver was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment and driving under the influence. She's also been put on administrative leave. Here's the 911 call.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Yeah. Hello, my mom isn't talking because she doesn't speak English, but we just got off the bus, me and my friend, and on bus 8, this our bus driver, Catherine, she was drunk.
Like so, like clear, crystal clear as kid knew, like
drunk.
The bus driver.
They know.
Okay, well, here's the superintendent commenting on this.
In the morning, there was no evidence of that intoxication. It happened between the morning route and the afternoon route. Well, it's just inexcusable.
That's insane. But I mean, like, because there are bus drivers that are listening. I know they do, and they listen to our show, and they're great bus drivers. They're responsible men and women. But how can you, like, make that selfish decision just as a person in general, but when you have all those little kids on board?
I know. You're responsible for that. I don't know. We drop off and pick up Lulu just because. And Lulu has a great point. My little Lucy, she's 9. She's always like, why don't school buses have seatbelts? And I'm surprised in this day and age that they don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, would it? See, I don't even know the whole. You know, that's a good point. Would it even make a difference, though? I get, like,
well,
if you're going. I mean, if you're going forward, you're going. What are they going to do? Like, just like this, though? Like, straight back? I don't know.
I don't know. It's interesting, but she's not down with the bus. I think it's easier for parents, and I totally get it. But she doesn't want to ride it, so.
All right. Well, a Louisiana man who proposed to his girlfriend underwater. That was like a cool idea.
Oh, I heard the story and it made me want to cry.
But he never made it back up to hear her say yes. The man was on vacation in Tanzania with his girlfriend in a cabin with a submerged bedroom, which was awesome. Like, and here's the thing. She posted this video of like their whole trip and him proposing, even though he passed away. When he made it, in the submerged bedroom. When he made the fatal proposal in the video, the man swam up to the window with a handwritten note in plastic that read, "I can't hold my breath long enough to tell you everything I love about you, but everything I love about you, I love more every day." He then shows her the ring, and she can be heard laughing, like, oh, my God. Like, you know, kind of like a normal reaction. Like, what's going on? What's going on? And then, yeah, I guess he just struggled to come back up. And he ended up passing away.
I feel so awful for just the families, obviously, for her. Could you imagine?
I couldn't. And it's like, I mean, obviously, he didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And the video, when he's proposing, he has to sign there. I mean, he's struggling to stand underwater like anybody would. You're naturally, your body does have some buoyancy. But he doesn't look like he's struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, that's so sad. NFL news over the weekend. The Colts beat the Falcons. Woo, woo. 27-24. Your final there. Adam Vinatieri looked much better kicking the ball through the hole or whatever you call it. The Texans beat the Chargers 27-20. And this is something we could go into real detail with. Insane here how it just has come full circle. The Patriots released wide receiver Antonio Brown after another rape accusation and all these things coming out. He then went on a Twitter storm. Somebody should handle that. He brought up like how it's hypocritical of Robert Kraft, the guy that, you know, the owner of them that let him go because of the threatening text messages of the girl. It's like, well, wait, didn't he get like a rub and tug or something, like in a parlor? And then he called out Ben Roethlisberger about being accused of rape before. So I don't know. He said he's never going to play in the NFL again, and I think he's right about that.
Yeah. No, didn't he say he's leaving the league?
He is, but I'm saying, like, even if he wanted to stay, I don't know who would pick him.
Right.
Like, who would actually pick him up? And today, I'm surprised Porkchop didn't know it. Do you know what today is?
No.
It is Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Whoa.
Yay, it's your day.
I get my own day?
It's your time to shine.
That's a first.
Yep, there you go. It's Pork Chops Day. Celebrate Bisexuality Day. I don't know exactly how you celebrate it, but go do it.
Okay.
Some might celebrate differently than Pork Chop. Okay. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.